Last night, that's something that drove me nuts. John Smoltz has got like the energy like this, like a librarian.
Yeah, he's low energy.
Yo, bro, it's playoffs here. NLCS. Turn it up a notch, Smoltzy. Let's go.
It turns it up for his sister's birthday wish.
God. Yeah, exactly. At that point, I was so angry. I was going to tweet something. I was like, you know what? Forget it. Just leave Smoltz alone. His stupid birthday wish. Like, I get it. Your sister, you want... Shout out to my sister. Happy birthday. Just before she goes to sleep. I'm like, yeah, you think she's going to go to sleep? I'm about to fall asleep. But you're putting me to sleep between a game and your monotone. Yeah, John. One of the great postseason pitchers of all time. One of the great pitchers the sport has ever seen.
Yeah, it was great.
There's like zero level of excitement or passion from Smoltz.
I don't get it. You know,
what's he doing?
Who knows? I'm curious, as you're watching this game, like, to me, final score 9-0. Obviously, you get base-to-base, back-to-back knocks in, the sixth inning? Sixth inning, right? When Winker made the mistake. So maybe in your mind, like, all right, double here, a three-run bomb there. Probably not, but maybe there's a modicum of hope. That's, in so many ways, 9-0. Starting pitcher has nothing. Nobody's hitting. That's an easy one to flush rather than 4-3, 7-6. Like, I mean, halfway through the game, you're already thinking about game two, right?
Yeah, right out of the gate. And that's why, you know, I was critical of the Mets making the decision with Kodai Senga, but Senga himself needs to feel the heat. He's a guy that has been,
babied?
Well, he himself. Mm. I mean, I think they've been waiting for him to say, you know, before he made the start against the Braves, it was like, where is this guy? And he's got to be 100%, and if this is off or that's off, he's not going to go out there. So I think at times there was frustration involved where, like, they're waiting for him to come back. Then he comes back and gets hurt again, and then the same thing again. And it just felt like Senga didn't want to partake until, of course, the Mets made the playoffs, and now the stage is big. Yeah. And then he feels like he wants to go out there. He gives up the leadoff homer to the first batter he faces. Okay, fine, he got through two innings, allowed one run. Like, no offense, there are a lot of guys in baseball who could give up one run in two innings.
Yep.
And Senga, it's like, wow, Kodai Senga goes for it.
You start Diaz to do that.
Yeah, right, exactly. If Diaz does that, we rip him to shreds. Yeah. But Kodai Senga does, it's like, hey, he should start game one of the National League Championship Series.
Uh-huh.
So it's not just a bad decision. The bad decision was trusting Kodai Senga when you didn't need to in that spot. If he's your only choice or your best option, sure, he wasn't. And then Senga himself was just with a pathetic performance.
Here's the three options. One of these three things is going to happen with Senga. Number one, he's going to get shut down. I'm not saying this is the order. Number two, they're going to bypass him. He'll never start again this October. Number three, they mess around with his role and they try to see if he can do anything out of the bullpen.
I don't think
they'll do that. He's very much creature. Yeah. So I think it's probably more the first two. Listen, when you go, if you are off, you know, 2 to 3 miles an hour, all right, you're down five. He was down five on the gun.
With extra rest.
That's bad.
So what's the issue?
I'm going to stop the guessing there, but I'm going to say he's either going to be shut down or they're going to bypass him as a starter the rest of the way.
You know, here's the thing, though, BT, and this proves my point about why he should have never been the game one starter. If you have to then, like, every starter is going to have a bad start along the way. Manaea could get beat up tonight. Do you think the Mets are going to question whether they should start him in game 6 or not?
No.
Okay. So the fact that we even have to sit here after that game, and that was a popular sentiment after you saw Senga leave that game the way he did, was, can you send him back out there for game 5?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's the case, and I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but if that's the case, he should have never started game 1 to begin with. Otherwise, you say, yeah, he should be starting game 5. We believed in him because of this.
Yep.
He's starting game 5. He was our best option in game 1. Why wouldn't he be our best option in game 5?
Well, they were rolling the dice on two things that you really can't roll the dice on. Number one, what kind of stuff does he have? Number two, what kind of length are you getting? And right now, the answer for the first one, stuff was okay, length not great. Yesterday, bombed on both.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Kendry's in Newark. What's up, Kendry?
Hello. How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. I think a lot of managers don't do this, but we're going to L.A. to split. You got to know that. L.A. is hot, right? We're going to give up game one. That's the mentality that I'm thinking the manager's going with here. You got number one going against their bullpen today. Listen, I know you don't want to think about it that way.
I don't think they want to think about it that way.
Well, I understand that, but you have them set up for game 2 and 6 and Severino at home for 3 and 7. And we know that if this series the Mets are going to win, it's going to be a long series.
Mm-hmm.
So you're giving up one. You go for the split. You're going all in. All your chips are in today. right? Because I believe if they
don't lose today,
too, it's going to be very difficult.
Don't lose today.
To win
Kendry, that makes no sense.
Yeah, I'm not down with that. I don't buy it.
You're saying that the Mets plan to go in, hey, we're going to lose a game, so let's lose the first one.
No, not plan, but if you're going to give up one, you want your ace against their bullpen. That's what I'm saying.
Well, how did they know the Dodgers are going to go with a bullpen game in game two? And thank you for the call.
That's actually been fairly intimated. That last point's not terrible, but I don't think this version of the Mets think that way. I think there's a time and a place to maybe deploy a strategy like that. Not the way the Mets have been playing. No way.
Well, why couldn't the Dodgers have gone game one with a bullpen game?
They could have, but we knew that they weren't by, well, Senga was announced, I think, a day before Flaherty.
Right. Yeah, so who's to say the Dodgers, like, so then that made no...
But game two is going to be a bullpen game.
Yeah, well, but I still don't think that could factor into your plans. Like,
yeah.
So by that measure, then why would any team start their best pitcher, and this is any team historically ever, why would any team start their best pitcher against the other team's best pitcher? Why wouldn't it be, well, you know what?
Yeah.
We're going to split anyway. Let's let their best pitcher beat our second or third or fourth best guy,
uh-huh.
and then we'll have our best guy against their second best guy.
I get it. I listen, there are times, and again, different sport, different interpretation, but you take something like the Ryder Cup. There's times where, and you know, it depends on the year. Maybe the U.S. captain says, all right, we're up 6.5 to 3.5, but we're going to send this duo out early. We think maybe we could steal one with them. You know, he's not going to say this to the media. We don't really love them together, but maybe we get a little lucky. We steal something. If that's what you try to say in relation to the Mets, all right, I guess loosely translated, sure. But you mess around with that fire and you get smoked 9-0, and God forbid you don't get a good one from a 9 today, I think it's over.
Steve is in Howard Beach. What's up, Steve?
Hey, little buddy, BT. The Mets made an emotional decision yesterday, not gathering all the information, putting Senga in, thinking they were going to escape with a win that game so they could bring their best game to. But here's the problem. They walked into a beast. The Dodgers outclassed them, and the Mets were starstruck. So the bottom line is it wouldn't have mattered anyway. And I'll tell you another thing. They got 3 hits. So the Mets better put their things together as far as game two is concerned, because this series could quickly end up in a sweep. So you got a lot more worry about than Senga.
Here's the thing, though, Steven. Thank you for the call. Like, I love that. Well, it wouldn't matter anyway. How do you know that?
Yeah.
What if Manaea went out there and threw 8 scoreless innings?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden the Mets were able to chip a run across. Like, that's how the Mets have been winning, is keeping things close till the 7th or 8th. Now, obviously, you continue to play fire. You're going to get burned at some point. But if they kept things close throughout, you don't know what could have happened. Maybe the Dodgers make a mistake. And yeah, as it turned out, the Mets didn't score any runs anyway. But that wouldn't have played out that way if, let's say, hypothetically, Manaea pitched 7 or 8 scoreless innings to match Flaherty.
Do you find a way, maybe it's an overreaction, and maybe you could do this coming up next. I'm curious. We'll get the Yankees going as well. BT and Sal, obviously. Yanks, Jets, everything. Giants reaction, nuts. Would you maybe mess around and get McNeil in there today?
Yeah, I thought about that last night. And here's why. Now, again, how are you going to... We'll do more. Well, that's... Are you going to take Iglesias out of the lineup?
No. I might DH him, though.
Yeah, I mean, that... Right, but now... So a caller brought this up yesterday and thought of Gary and Mayapak. It was a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking the same thing as you. We actually talked about this last week. Like, he is a better bat than Winker and J.D. Martinez, right? Or at least I trust the potential of McNeil.
And you wanted to keep Acuna on, which they did.
Right, so that was smart. So,
yeah,
exactly. A useful player here. No disrespect to Ottavino. He wasn't going to be of any use this series. Cole brought it up. Maybe Vientos DH, and then you have McNeil and Iglesias both in the infield, however you want to work that at second and third.
I would put McNeil at second and Iglesias third in that situation.
I would go Iglesias second because I don't want to mess with the double play tandem. They'd probably go Iglesias at third, but McNeil has played third before and he's fine. Anyway, however you want to work that, and then Vientos DH, now you upgrade defense and offense, but...
It's not a bad thought.
No, I thought it was a great thought, but do you hurt Vientos a little bit by acknowledging that he's... I know you've been taking him out of games, late defensive replacement, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a tough juggle to make now. Now you're going to make Vientos the DH?
You can't worry about that.
Yeah, that's fair.
You can't worry about that when it's go time.
Well, that's probably their best lineup then, because if you're going to have McNeil, he's got to be in the field. He's a better fielder than Vientos.
Yeah, I just... Again, I would keep McNeil at second.
You see Pete's throw yesterday, by the way?
I did. I'm going to defend him a little bit. First of all, I think it slipped out of the... I mean, it was gross. I think it's... And Lindor almost got his foot back on the base. It slipped out of his... He didn't have a good grip. And honestly, that's I played first. That's a tough throw in the sense, like, if you don't have
a righty,
that's why you want to take a step to the grass so you have a direct angle. When you try to throw, I know
it wasn't a throw. It was
awful. It was like a lob. It was like a foul shot. It was weird. But in again, in his defense, you got somebody charging. There's really not much room. I think the crazier play was when Lindor almost took off of Tani's face with that throw at the plate.
Well, shouldn't you just hit him then? I mean, I know you're trying to get around it.
You're not going to do that.
But if he's in your way, like, your instincts, you get it, you turn, you fire.
Yeah.
Whoever's in the way, be damned. Like,
did you see the slow motion of Tani actually? Yeah, he was really taken back by that.
It's a big, you know what? Get him the hell out of the way.
I know.
All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We got to get some Yankees next. Remember, Yankees game one coming up tonight right here on the Fan. Listen to John and Susan. Everybody's excited about that. Yanks, Guardians. I think the Yanks are going to be in for a little more difficult series than you're expecting.
Well, I'd expect nothing else from you.
By
the way, I wish it was the Tigers. Yeah. I'll grant you that.
Right.
I think the Tigers could have been quick. This will be deeper. Yanks are going to the World Series.